Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. We'll do letter number 1617. This is dated on the third day of Sivan, Tavshiyud Beis, in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it with the titles to Michoel Sheyichya Shadar. This is Michoel Lipsker. He was active in Morocco. And the Rebbe is responding to his letter, giving him the points, answering point by point of his letter. So the Rebbe says in point number one, as it appears from your letter, you are being worried or you're being afraid in vain that there is somebody that is trying to destroy or weaken the yeshiva in Meknaz, that was the place they were. What says, this worry has no basis.
Magnus.
Because, although for several reasons, and also in the including the time, the reasoning that you write in your letter, there has to be a Lubavitch institution in Casablanca. That's a place where many travelers, tourists, and various representatives from various different institutions from the United States, they come to visit there, and from Israel, from Europe, Tibonu Sekoinim, Europe, Evachulu. But still, the highest level of institution, which means the main yeshiva, should not be in Casablanca because of the conditions of that place. That's going to be the responsibility, this position on the institution in Meknaz. And let it be the will that you should strengthen in Yirah Shamayim, fear of heaven, which there is no measure how good things can be. They can always increase. And automatically, the more relative to how much Yirah Shamayim, they're going to take away the fear of human, of flesh and blood. No, the more you fear God, the less you'll have to fear the people over there.
Oh, see, Mykonos, okay. That's Greek.
Number two, the Rebbe addresses, he says, this that you write, that there are certain people that they have taken away settlement and the effort that they should be exempt from having to go to school on the Holy Shabbos. So the Rebbe says, well, you're not Chabal, that you're not giving more details. I'm sure the Rebbe says, I will hear about this as the Rebbe Matasov wrote to the Rebbe. Shloimeh Sheikh Matasov, yeah. In the number three, you ask a question that during the vacation, when they established the Beis Rivka, should they organize also secular studies? According to my opinion, there's a special argument that it's a time of vacation, and this is a new institution, and therefore cannot sort of make too much expenses, and therefore they started with just the Jewish, the holy studies, and during, as the time goes on, etc., they will, start the other, the regular studies, the secular, the general studies, and during the months of the summer, you will able to figure out properly whether it's essential also to have the general studies, the mudichoyel, or not. But still, you don't have to start with this, because these matters is going to be very difficult to take it away later on. If they're going to want to, you're going to find out that it's not necessary. to take it away is much harder. So don't start, and then you'll figure out, you see whether it's necessary or not. He skips a whole bunch of points here, which the Rebbe does. And then he goes, jumps over to point number six. I'd be very interested to know in detail as far as the mikvah of the Sephardim. Do they have any special leniencies that we are not, it's not acceptable by us, how to build the mikveh, how to structure it? Number seven, the Rebbe goes to, as you're asking your question whether to give 14,000 to fix the mikveh in the village, so the Rebbe says, generally, it's not necessary, nor not to train to get the people used to this, that we take upon ourselves all the expenses for any matter that's going to be in the city or in the village. In other words, don't pay for the whole thing. Every matter that you do, any matter, you should have the inhabitants of the place, the people that live there, they should participate in the expenses. But what? But in every place and place, do it relative. You need to set the percentages that we accept upon ourselves, and what are the part that the people that live have to participate. Don't just give a handout. It's not going to be valued if it's just a handout. Just make it that you'll give, but they should also participate. Then it jumps to number nine. I am hopeful that these days you'll be come to your country. My agent, the young man, the Rebbe Shalom Chaskin, and as within fitting with my letter that I've already wrote, that you should utilize his stay in Morocco in a most active way to raise the spirit of the students in Ola Yosef Yitzchak and to strengthen their connection to the teaching of Chassidus, the ways of Chassidus, and the custom of Chassidus. Number nine, the Rebbe says, I'm sure that also in the future you will write in detail about all the matters. And our sages already, he paraphrases a sage's statement that Ein lekatze b'mokim she'amru laharich, that talks about brachas. You're not allowed to make a short bracha when there is a long bracha. So the Rebbe is basically saying to him that when you have to say long, don't be short. In other words, I want a full report with blessing of receiving the Torah, b'simcha, b'pnimius, and for success in your holy work.